The small canvas showed the model Lisa. Except for her mouth, her whole face had been painted. In the background was a misty landscape with mountains and winding rivers. Leonardo picked up his brush, dipped it into a paint jar, and began to work. Jack and Annie watched closely as the great genius brushed a thin coat of green paint over the scenery. "What are you doing now?" whispered Annie.
"I paint many very thin coats over the background," murmured Leonardo. "This casts a soft green light over everything, so it all blends together like smoke, and you cannot tell light from shadow."
"How'd you figure that out?" asked Annie. "I mean, you're always coming up with new ways to do things. How do you do that?"
"I ask questions," said Leonardo. "All the time I ask questions. How can I paint the light? How can I capture the shadows? How can I do this? How can I do that?"
Leonardo stopped painting. He put down his brush and looked at Jack and Annie. His eyes were sparkling.
"And now, my friends, I know the secret."
"You do?" said Jack.
"Yes," said Leonardo. "The secret of happiness is available to all of us, every hour of every day. Young, old, rich, poor, everyone can choose to find happiness in this way."
"How?" asked Annie. "What's the secret?" She and Jack leaned forward, eager to hear the answer.
"Curiosity," said Leonardo.
"Curiosity?" repeated Jack. He had curiosity. He had lots of it.
"Always ask questions," said Leonardo. "Always try to learn something new. Ask why, when, where, what. Say, I wonder what this means. I wonder how that works. I wonder what this person is like, and that person, and that one. I am always searching for answers to things I do not understand."
"Me too," said Jack.
"And so I look forward to each new day, each spring and summer and fall and winter, and all the months and years ahead, because there is so much to discover," said Leonardo.
"Me too," said Annie.
"Through my curiosity, I forget my failures and sorrows, and I feel great happiness," said Leonardo. He looked up at the sky. "For instance, one might wonder how they built that 8-sided dome on top of the cathedral."
"I do wonder that," said Jack. "And I wonder what exactly makes the clouds change shape," said Annie.
And what makes bread crackly on the outside and soft on the inside?" asked Jack.
"Are there really just 10 types of noses?" said Annie.
"How many kinds of ears are there?" said Jack. "How many kinds of feet?"
"Hands," said Annie.
"Eyebrows," said Jack.